Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This might, in fact, be the last meaningful football game as far as it pertains to the 2025 season this Sunday in Philadelphia. Giants trying to get their first sweep since 2007 against the Eagles, first win in Philly since 2013. We have to add a little wrinkle here to the King because Aaron Glenn just addressed the media, as you heard Gordon mention there at the end of his update. You got to hear this. BT and I were listening to it during the break here. Here's Aaron Glenn. I'm not sure who the reporter is. Do you know who it is?
I couldn't. It was not Samini or Connor.
But he's talking about if he's going to, in fact, on Friday at noon, announce his quarterback for Sunday's game. Go ahead.
If there was a game today, could Tyrod Taylor physically play?
He is limited. All right, today, and he is questionable, and I like the way those guys are trending.
So are you able to tell us who's going to speak? Can you tell?
I cannot tell you that.
But is it because you don't want to, or because?
That's exactly it.
But with Tyrod's situation questionable, isn't that play into this potentially?
That's exactly why I'm not telling you, because I don't want to.
I understand, but I mean, is it partly because of the injury?
That's exactly why I'm saying it, because I don't want to. I don't know how many times I got to answer you that. It's not going to change.
Jeez. Do the players know who the quarterback is?
That's going to be between me and the players.
Oh, and Justin Fields said, I think it was yesterday, that he was not told who the quarterback was going to be.
Yeah, and I think Taylor said that they split reps and he's hoping he's okay.
Do you think Glenn actually knows? Or
I think he does. I don't know how to react to this, man. He's making it tougher. He's making the toughest job in football exponentially tougher. Not that you win games by having a good relationship with the media, but it does, I think, unnecessarily complicate his world by being a little antagonistic, which he is. Now, I also think that there's something to be said for, this is going to sound weird, but like he is trying to obviously elevate this franchise. And he's trying to do it with the direct forwardness and I'm in charge and you're not. And this is my team. Whatever I think, that's all that matters.
Which I like.
I do too. That's why it sounds like a contradiction. So that is good stuff. I think he can still accomplish that by being maybe a little bit more in the middle. I mean, every week I remember saying on the pod, I remember saying with you, like, we're now at the point, guys, where if this keeps up the rest of the year, because the Jets are going to win one or two games this year. I don't think they're going to win this week, and I think they might win one. So there's going to be very little good things to talk about from a football point of view. If it's every week this contentious verbal jousting with the reporters, he's going to get fired.
Yeah, my issue, well, I don't know about that. I don't think Woody has a problem with it. I mean, Woody just came out the other day and said that he's in full support of Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that, but go ahead. No, that's
well,
now.
Well, my issue is, why not just name a starter? Like, it's not that hard. You want to get terse with a reporter for certain things? I've been defending Glenn in that regard. I don't care how he talks to the media. I care about the results and how the Jets look and the idea of him building them out of this abyss. Okay, fine, so leave him alone. I've been, if anything, trying to be in Aaron Glenn's corner, and I didn't even want him here. This is the exact reason why I wanted an experienced head coach. That being said, I don't even have an issue with the way he's answering the question. I have an issue with why he's not naming his starter. Why wouldn't you name your starting quarterback on Friday? Like, it's bad enough you don't want to do it on Wednesday. What is the issue? And you're not even telling the guys, because if you told Justin Fields, he would have said the other day, yeah, we know, but we're not telling the media. We don't want to give the Bengals an advantage. Like, there is no advantage. You both stink. The team stinks. But nobody knows what they're doing over there. But yet you're being coy with who the starting quarterback for Sunday's football game is going to be on Friday. It makes no sense.
But I don't think he's being as coy with the guys behind the scenes. I think, now I can't prove this, but it wouldn't surprise me if the conversation went like this. Hey, and I think it's going to be Tyrod for the record. Hey, Tyrod, you're our guy this weekend. When you meet the media, everybody's going to ask you guys this. Just, you know, don't say much, and I'll handle this. You just go about your job, get your reps in. Do not worry about getting into the back and forth. I got to tell them nothing. I think that that's very possible. Now, the other thing, too, is, like, there's something to be said for. That's why not every part of me dislikes this. There's something to be said for creating a bunker mentality when things are bad. Like, I mean, I was going to say the Jets won't always be this bad. Who knows? Maybe they will with Aaron Glenn, but in his mind, he's not thinking that. In his mind, he's thinking, I'm going to flip this thing like Parcells did after Kotite. So I've got to, you know, establish this base of accountability and this base of again, bunker mentality where it's brick by brick by brick. So when we are good and a competitive advantage could matter, everybody knows the deal and they know how to operate.
I like that. I mean, that's what I've been saying for weeks with Aaron Glenn. I have no problem with the way that he's handling himself and all that stuff. I just don't understand why he wouldn't name a starting quarterback. As a matter of fact, maybe we're going to be looking at, and who the hell knows, this might be crazy. Maybe it's not. Maybe they rotate. Maybe they rotate series. Like, I don't think that that's out of the realm of possibility. Why won't he name a starter? It makes no sense to me. I don't recall this outside of an injury. When has a head coach on Friday before a game on Sunday not named his starting quarterback? What are we doing here?
This has had to have happened before. There's no way this is the first time in the history of the NFL.
No, I mean, maybe
you know
what not.
I mean? But again, I don't think it's very common, to your point. You know, I don't know. I mean, unless, I'll just throw it out there. I mean, are we all overthinking this? I mean, does he maybe really want to go with Tyrod Taylor? Tyrod Taylor banged his knee. For those who don't know,
he said injury had nothing to do with it.
No, I know, but maybe he's a little bit more jacked up than he's letting on. Like, you don't want to just, you know, show weakness or project vulnerability physically out there. So, again, like, in our minds, we're like, all right, you're 0-7, your season's going nowhere. But in his mind, he's got to get a win. So he's got to get this thing reversed and stabilized. And he might want, listen, Woody doesn't want to see Justin Fields. We know that. I believe that it's going to be Tyrod. I believe that Aaron wants to play Tyrod Taylor. That's what I believe. Now, if Tyrod Taylor's not fully, if he's not fully cleared or fully able to do what he's got to do today, well, maybe there's a chance he could do it tomorrow or Sunday morning. So he's holding off on the announcement because he's holding out hope that it's going to be Taylor and he's not physically ready right now. That's the only reason. I don't know why else you would do this. Play this game.
Ironically enough, last time this happened, last year, Mike Tomlin with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I'm assuming, yeah, right? Fields was healthy and he wouldn't name
it. October 18th. I think it was against the Jets.
I mean,
was it really?
I mean,
yeah, October 18th, 2024.
And what does it say? He wouldn't
heading into Sunday Night Football against the New York Jets. Tomlin declined to name a starting quarterback. That he was going to keep that in house.
But just think about the symmetry here. I just say it doesn't. You know, I'm sure it's happened before. Last time it happened, Jets Steelers. You know, Steelers Justin Fields playing the Jets. You cannot make this up.
I don't recall this happening with the Jets, even the Giants for that matter, in recent years. The bad quarterbacks. Go ahead.
What playbook is Aaron Glenn actually reading from? Is he just reading from, like, news and notes throughout the league years? Like, or does he actually have, like, a plan?
He's got a plan.
Is he looking at, like, last year, go, oh, this is how Tomlin handled the situation. I'm going to do that.
I think he's got a plan. Now, the plan might prove to be very very flimsy, but I think his plan is very easy to identify. He's old school. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care what I think. He doesn't care what you
Which
think.
It
he doesn't
should
care
be.
What I agree.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He has plotted this out in his mind, and he's got one tunnel vision to get to where he's got to get. We'll see if he gets there, but I do think he has a plan. That at least I can say. I think he's got a plan.
Guess what, though? I don't care what he says. I care how they look on the field, and right now, they look like crap.
Yeah, well,
thank you for the breaking news.
We are well aware.
They stink. Hoppy. I can't stand them.
We are aware of that. Our friends at Talfair Tire remind you that at Talfair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Talfair Tire. Nobody. Let's get back to the calls here. We're talking about the NBA sports betting scandal and all that stuff. We mentioned Sauce Gardner before. David is calling from Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Dave?
I've been watching since 1969, the Jets. And Sauce Gardner gets burnt constantly.
You're out of your mind.
And besides that, he backs off of tackles that he could make because he's afraid of.
Well, I'm with you on that. No, Dave, those are two very different things. I agree. He's just physically weak. I mean, he's thin. He gets pushed around, and he can't tackle. So I'm with you on that. But when you say he gets – forget about Ja'Marr Chase, which is what we were doing before, because there's a couple of splintered conversations from that, and it was fun. But you just said he gets burned all the time. Let me ask you a question. How many receptions do you think he's given up in seven games this year? I've got the answer, by the way.
I don't have the stats in front of me, but how many times has he been called for passes?
Too many. And I've said that. He's gotten very handsy, and he was handsy as a rookie, but the refs let him get away with it. Here's the number. 10 receptions in seven games so far this year. And again, he is. Thanks for the call there, Dave. He is not a perfect player. I could do an hour, which I have on the pod, on why Gardner drives me nuts. I'm just being fair. And you can critique, like, the gradings, it's imperfect or it's convoluted and they're different. Listen, I get confused by some of these gradings as well. But since he entered the league, all right, and he has gotten worse by the year, I'm giving you that as well. His coverage grades and the amount of incompletions that he has forced have always been top two in the NFL. Now, if you choose not to accept that stat, that's fine. I'm just telling you what he does very well and what he does, just poorly for a guy who got a lot of money.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. When it comes to the whole cheating thing, I hope that they learn something from how Houston was handled when they cheated. And it's so much uglier what's happened in the NBA because they weren't cheating to win. They were cheating to make money when they're playing against, like, the Charlotte Hornets. You know what I mean? So heads have to roll, and people need to be removed from the sport or else it will follow them. And Adam Silver is a real flake of a commissioner. And if reptilian people are real, he's like the number one suspect right there. He looks
reptilian
like a
stretched-out
gecko.
Like the Slea Stacks from Land of the Lost?
That. He's stretched-out gecko. Yeah. I could see that, Lawrence. Not that I care. That's what he said.
I know. It's funny.
Good call.
Just heavy. He's stressed-out gecko.
Yeah. Once you said reptilian, I was like, oh, you know what? I could see that. Now, I don't necessarily care about his looks. You don't need to get into the physical appearance of anybody.
No.
But I do want to hear from him. Like, we should, and not just in an NBA statement that they released yesterday, we need to hear a little bit more where he should stand up in front of the media, and the media is going to get to ask the difficult questions, like, why, how did you clear Terry Rozier? Explain this video. Why was he sitting out? Like, those different things. What type of punishment is going to be handed down? How can we, the NBA consumers, sit there and trust that the product is on the level, on the up and up? How can we trust that? You got to explain all those things to me.
Is there anybody that can, now we're also older school and, you know, you kind of gravitate to what, you know, what you watch maybe when you're a little bit younger. Is there anybody who can remotely put Silver in the same stratosphere as David Stearns?
Did you hear the cut that I guess they used on the afternoon show and then they played it back this morning on Boomer and Geo with, I think it was Sam Mitchell, if I'm not mistaken.
The former coach, the Raptors coach,
played as well. And former player.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure
it was him. They were
I didn't see this, though.
He was saying how David Stern used to scare the bejeebus out of them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as if I ever catch any of you guys doing anything with gambling whatsoever, not only will you be not allowed to play in the NBA, I'll go to every corner of the earth and make sure you'll never play basketball again. And
wow, like even in Europe, he's saying you're not even going to play anywhere.
To the point was...
I believe it.
But me too. The point was Stern got his message across back then.
Yeah.
In that way, at least according to Sam Mitchell. I'm pretty sure it was Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, he does a lot of TV, so it may have been Sam.
Account. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, listen, when you want to be buddy-buddy with everybody, you run the risk of just not quite having that authority. And I don't mean that there's got to be this pecking order of power that is so wide where the players bow at the altar of the commissioner. Those days are over. But you still have to have a clear understanding of who's running the show. And to me, you know, I've always said Silver is a number two. He cannot shine Stern shoes. It's not even close.
Yeah, but he's going to have to address this here. So, I mean, but Stern was just a tremendous, you know, commissioner anyway. Like, he's on the upper, maybe the Mount Rushmore of commissioners in sport.
Yeah.
So regardless
who else is there, you think? Roselle?
I mean, it's before my time to really get into it.
Francesa would be great on that. He ushered in the TV. Mike Rozelle was really pivotal. I mean, Goodell's made a lot of money. I know a lot of people can't stand him. Bowie Kuhn, I'm thinking about some of the commissioners in baseball. I do agree with that assessment. Like, Stern is, he's all time.
Yeah, like, not Bettman.
No.
Yeah, but he's been there forever. Yeah. Not Manfred. Bud Selig. Again, I didn't love him necessarily. But Stern was a clear, like, upper echelon guy. We have that audio of Sam Mitchell, by the way. No? Okay. Travis is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Travis?
Dex, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, good. Jeff.
I was driving and I kind of had an epiphany. The moment that Glenn announces the quarterback, it's an indictment on the coaching staff. It's an indictment on the general manager because they could have had Aaron Rodgers and who knows where the season goes. The moment that they win, let's say that they win this week, it looks bad because they could have went with Aaron Rodgers for a year and the Jets would have been in a totally different situation. So I don't think Aaron Glenn wants to name a starter because if Tyrod Taylor plays better than Justin Fields, who is essentially his guy, then he looks like he rushed to judgment and it looks bad on him and the general manager.
I don't think he cares about that, Travis. And I think it's a fairly interesting and possibly on point. But I don't think he cares about that. I don't think he's calculating that into his decision or what he gives to the media. I really don't.
Well, somebody's got to play. Well, somebody's going to play quarterback for that, I think. I mean, unless it's just going to go
what is the point?
Wishbone offense, sorry. No quarterback, not throwing. I mean, they basically do that anyway. Maybe they'd be better off. But at some point, Travis, whether he names one on Wednesday or today, somebody is going to be under center on Sunday that is still going to make potentially them look bad, to your point.
But they went out of their way. Like, there was no market for Justin Fields. So the fact that they didn't even have a competition is a further indictment that, hey, we're pulling this guy. He can't even complete a pass. And listen, he had a good couple of weeks. Like, Justin Fields, if you look at his numbers outside of the last 2 or 3 weeks, like, his numbers were decent. After the first game, you're like, wow, maybe they're onto something with him. But, you know, like, I just feel like he seems like he is in over his head. And his first decision was probably his worst because he just went with his gut versus, like, looking at logic and saying, why wouldn't we keep Aaron Rodgers? You know,
Woody made that decision. Trav, Woody made the decision with Rodgers. That was Woody.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to give him a little separation from that. You know.
But either way, BT, like, I understand what Travis was trying to say right there. But that has nothing to do with naming a quarterback for this week. Because even if he doesn't name one, someone will play.
Yeah.
And if that someone is Tyrod Taylor, Travis's point, like,
we could still eventually get to what he just said.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm with you that I don't think that has anything to do with it. I just don't understand why he wouldn't name a quarterback. Maybe it's him. You know what? Maybe it's him saying, flexing his power. He can't flex it on the field because his team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the one way he could say, I'm not telling you. I'm not doing this. I'm not telling the opponent. I'm not telling you. I don't have to because I don't want to. And that's him flexing his muscle, trying to set the tone.
You think there's a part of him that's like, and not that he looks at Woody like with a disrespect or whatever. I don't know I just use that word to keep it moving. But do you think that maybe in his mind he's like, this is not so much power to the media, but like power to the team and separation from what do you think there's a part of him that is going to start Tyrod Taylor or thinking about it, start Justin Fields.
Right. I hope so.
Just to basically get separation from Woody where he's saying, hey, I know, without saying it, I know what the owner said the other day. This is my decision. This is my team, and I'm playing Fields.
I hope so. I love it if that's the case. And I also think Justin Fields gives them a better chance to win. We've talked about this. However, you don't think Woody himself has gone to Aaron Glenn over the last couple of days and been like, well, who are we starting? Like, I have a hard time thinking.
I do, but that doesn't mean Aaron's going to acquiesce to it. I'm positive that Woody would certainly saddle up. Hey, what are we doing, coach? Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, I would. Well, and I'd love in that case to be Aaron Glenn, but you'll find out on Sunday like everybody else. Like,
Popcorn, Wood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Number one that I saw, I think you'll find this cool, BT. What the hell here? I just hit the wrong thing. Former Blue Jays manager Cito Gaston.
Cito, couple championships.
He'll be throwing out, exactly. He led the Blue Jays, obviously, to back-to-back titles, 92-93. He's going to be throwing out the first pitch. Game two will be Joe Carter.
There you go.
Well, there you go. I mean, Toronto's going to be, that is going to be an electric atmosphere. I know everybody, you know, most people around here are going to be rooting for the Dodgers. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe not most people. But I'm thinking from a Yankee fan perspective, Yankee fans are not going to want to see the Blue Jays do something that they have not been able to do since 2009, especially after beating the Yankees head-to-head, Blue Jays talking smack and doing the Yankees lose nonsense, even with Don Mattingly. That's how you know there's real hatred now with the rivalry with the Blue Jays and Yankees, because even with Mattingly on the Blue Jays, I think the majority of Yankee fans are going to be rooting for the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, they might be. I think I've got to amend something that I said the other day.
You're off again? You're back. Why are you confusing me?
I know
here?
I am. I'm confusing myself.
I teed you up.
I know
the other
you
day.
Did. I know you did.
You dismissed Donnie Baseball.
Well, I didn't dismiss Donnie Baseball.
Well, the
I
notion just, of it being a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I think I got to take that back. Honestly, I think I really, really misstepped on that one. I'm going to have to own this one. That was an egregious oversight. I actually feel bad. I've got to go to like baseball church and ask for forgiveness because I do want to see Don Mattingly get the World Series ring. And I didn't think you were going to ask me that, and I was just, like, so wrapped up in, hatred strong, but those punk Blue Jays dancing on our grave, you know, the Yankees losing, uh-huh. All that stuff. And then I'm like, whoa. Then I start to see, like, Mattingly, I think he was on with Dan Patrick. I think he was actually on with Mike Francesa on the Bet Rivers podcast.
Mattingly?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed that one.
Yeah, I saw some snippets. I think that was yesterday. And I'm like, whoa. You got to hit reset here. Are you that jaded? And I'm not. I mean, I'm a lot of things. I don't think I'm that jaded, even though I've been doing this for a while. Are you that jaded that you don't want your guy to win a World Series after all this? No, I want to see Donnie get it.
I know. Only did you not say you were going to root for them, you were like, so what, he made it.
I know. I'm upset at myself. At least I'm owning
it. All right, so you're rooting for Mattingly and the Blue Jays starting tonight.
I would put it this way. I am rooting for Don Mattingly to win a World Series ring. I will never complete that sentence by saying I'm rooting for Don Mattingly and Toronto to win. I know that if Mattingly wins, trust me, I'm well aware that Toronto wins. I'm just leaving that part out. Makes me feel better. I want to see Donnie get something.
Yeah, I guess it's a challenging spot. And it doesn't matter anyway because the Dodgers probably get him off the floor with him, I would expect. But a part of me, like I hate the Dodgers, but a part of me, if the Mets aren't going to win a World Series or the Yankees get revenge on the Dodgers – then I'd rather see the Dodgers win and build up that dynasty, become even more hated, and then next year everybody's trying to knock them off the mountain. Like, I think that's actually better for the sport.
I think it's always been good for the sports. The Bulls, the Warriors, you know, the Niners, the Cowboys back in the day, the Steelers. You have a dynasty. That's great.
Right, Blue Jays win. It takes a little sting away from hating the Dodgers.
It does, but it also does send maybe a bit of a different economic message, which, even though they spend a lot of money, which might actually help us if we want to make sure we have baseball in the year 2027. Because I think, now, I'm well on the record. We have so many things to get to. I don't want to get too much into this now, but I don't think there's baseball in 2027. Certainly a big chunk is gone. All right, I think we're going to have a real stalemate here. So, but if Toronto wins, and they're not the little guys. I'm not saying that, like the Brewers, but if Toronto's able to beat the big badass Dodgers with their payroll and deferring money and Ohtani $700 million, I think it could be perceived a little differently and could maybe, this might be overly optimistic, slightly open the door for baseball to be played in 2027, whereas if the Dodgers mop them, I just think it's you know what the story's going to be written, and it's going to be bad for us because we won't have baseball.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Eddie calling from Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Ed?
Yeah, how you doing? I want to talk about the gambling scandal. Mm-hmm. They were talking about, you guys were talking about Rozier, and the guy on ESPN, the guy Wembley, was saying they weren't allowed to go into the FBI records. The NBA wasn't allowed to go through. That's why he kept playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was, you know, that guy Wembley from ESPN.
Windhorst. Wembley.
I don't know his name.
I got you. We know who you mean. Yep, Windhorst. It's all good. Go
the NBA insider, right?
Yep, Wendy, yes.
Also, when he's talking about Chauncey Billups, he made a bet for $200,000. He won the bet, and they delivered it right to his house.
I know.
That's when they bid.
That was Rozier at the money with the $200,000.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying Billups didn't win, but
and they
went and counted
right
it
to his house.
I know.
It was unreal. And these guys, there's going to be a lot more investigating than what those guys are doing.
I agree.
But if they, and the only counter to that, and thank you for the call, Eddie, would be is, if there were more going on, wouldn't they have uncovered it during this years-long investigation?
You would think, like, maybe they...
Again, I don't know, but I'm saying, like, use some common sense here.
Okay, so let's have Billups and Rozier, two incidents, even though they're separate. Mm-hmm. But let's have two things in the NBA. If there were three or four other situations, but they weren't fully buttoned up, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, the investigations for Billups and Rozier were 10. They were done. They had their stuff, and the other couple were 4s and 5s. What you're asking, I guess, is why not wait for the other ones to get to 10 and announce it all at once, pretty much? I don't know. So I would think that they probably don't have anything else on other people now. Doesn't mean it can't resurface. Now people start chirping. Now it's out there in the news cycle. You know, the one thing, and I don't really know the answer to this, so if somebody legally, you can text us, whatever, you can tweet at us or DM us. I would love to know how it works. Like, so the NBA, I they were not allowed to get the information from the FBI. I don't know if that's sealed stuff. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But I would think that if the NBA went to the FBI and they said, hey, what's going on? And the FBI was like, hey, we can't tell you. Just take our word for it. It's horrendous. It's bad. This guy's pinched. He's going to jail, whatever it might be. Then I don't think the NBA would have let Rozier skate for the final 8 games. Now, did the FBI not say that? Did the FBI say that and the NBA ignored that? I don't know the answers to this, but again, Silver, better start talking. Not good.
Well, there's going to have to be some answers at some point soon. Let's get one more in before we break here, and then we'll have Nick Costos at 1240. Steve calling from New Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal, IDT, how are you?
Good. What's up, man?
What up, Stevie?
You know, when they gave those big contracts to Garrett, I didn't blink an eye. When they gave it to Sauce, I was a little skeptical, but I understood what they were doing on both sides of the ball, setting the young foundations, leaders on each side. Don't know how much of a leader Sauce is. But I also think Sauce is a little bit of a victim of overinflated expectations by everyone. Whether it's attached to that big contract, of course, that's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
But for Sal, for you to say he's not very good, quote, not very good, that's, there's not one GM or head coach in the league who would say he's not very good.
Well, relative
to... he's a cover corner.
Relative...
He's not impactful. I think DJ Reed jumped off the screen more when you watched the game last year.
Okay, so relative to expectations, Steve, because obviously if you're in the NFL, you've got to be some kind of good. They talk about Sauce Gardner like he's the best cornerback in the league. Compared to that, he's not very good. That's what I was saying. And really, in this particular case, like I've been saying it for 2 years. So when I was saying it before last season or early on in last season, it was unpopular to say. Since then, everybody's now been saying it. So I'm going to continue to say
what he does one thing well. He's a good proper corner.
He doesn't even cover. See, Revis to me is a shutdown corner.
That's not true. Revis is a one in a kind, Sal.
Okay, but that to me is,
he covers well. Like the stats back. I'm not Mr.
That's all he does. If he didn't cover well, he'd be a complete bum.
But then
if you watch every game Jamar Chase plays, how many guys are shutting him down? That's why he's Jamar Chase. Maybe with the exception of Patrick Surtain.
Now we're getting somewhere. Thank you. Now we're getting somewhere, Steve. Thank you.
He's not very good. He's not Surtain, so he's not very good.
No, I just told you, relative to his expectations, he's not on the level of Surtain, not even close. But now we're getting somewhere, and thank you for the call.
By the way, I don't know.
Your mic is off there, BT.
Thank you. By the way, I don't know if he's on the level of Stingley or McDuffie from Kansas City or
he's not.
Gonzalez from the Pats.
Correct, he's not.
But now these are two different things. To say he's not Patrick Surtain, which he's clearly not, is wildly different from saying he's not good.
Yeah, understand. Okay, but, I mean, we're taking everything literal today? Like what?
No, I'm not taking it literal. I'm just saying.
How many times have people called and said Devin Williams sucks and is not good?
I don't know.
You said that like a million times.
Hold on. I don't know that I said. What I said was he was awful to start.
Yeah, okay.
And then he was really good. And then he hit a little blip and he was pretty good at the end.
Like, just in general, pick a player that we've gone on the air and said he's not very good. Like, obviously, there's some kind of good because they're in the big leagues. Like, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah, obviously. So when you say Sauce Gardner can cover, well, then I ask, well, why isn't he covering the number one receiver all the time?
You keep going back to this.
Well, I want to know the answer.
I'm not a coach. I don't know the answer. I'm not their coach, I should say.
Right.
I'm not the Jets coach.
Right.
So I don't know how they deploy their guys. If I was the coach, I probably would say, hey, there's their number one. Every play, shadow him.
All I know is top corners generally
cover top receivers.
Then the whole next layer to it is about Jamar Chase, and that's really where we got to because Sauce Gardner, I think it's been proven he's not as good as people thought he was going to be or could be or whatever. At least that's how I feel. He's been a bust relative to expectation. Jamar Chase is elite. There isn't anybody that's slowing him down, let alone Sauce Gardner. And that's how the argument happened where I was saying he would run all over Sauce Gardner. And you said no to that. Now, we're not going to see it because Sauce Gardner's unfortunately out. Him and Garrett have both been ruled out of Week 8.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I don't know where anybody would have any kind of confidence saying that Sauce Gardner would shut down Jamar Chase.
I'm not wrapped up on Chase. I'm just saying you could take, now he's obviously phenomenal, so you could take Chase if you want. In my opinion, he's not getting shredded by Chase. I just don't think that he is. Now, is he going to make the plays? I think there's a confusion or an omission of what Sauce does really well, which is cover, because really that's the only thing that he does well, and he does it really well. He's given up 10 catches this year in 7 games. Now, would Jamar Chase get 5 for 70? I could. Would he go 11 for 160 with 2 touchdowns? No. I don't think so.
I believe he would go. Yeah.
All right.
We're not going to know.
I can't tell. Yeah. Well, that's it. I can't say that your opinion is wrong. All I'm saying is Sauce, who is disappointing, has been around for now 4 years, and he's never given up those numbers. But the contract is nuts. And
right. But you're saying
Surtain's better.
But he's never given up those numbers.
He hasn't, though.
But he's not covering number one guys.
Yeah. But I'm not. Let me ask. Are you sitting there tracking the amount of percentage that he's with them? I know I'm not. Like, how many?
No, I'm not.
Week to week, Sauce is 73% on the one, but then this game, it dropped down to 50. I don't know. All I know is that he doesn't give up receptions, and he can't tackle, and he doesn't get picks. That's all I'm saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown at kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, how are we looking here? How are you feeling ahead of week eight here when you get your Giants taking on the Eagles in Philadelphia? Okay. That sounds great.
I feel good, Sal.
I'm glad we were working on that for 20 minutes outside. Nick, are you with us? Okay, he's not
winning
there.
Bets, minimal sweats.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
We have him. Oh, God.
Nick.
Sorry. My fat finger was trying to open the BetMGM odds board and X'd out the Google Meets that I'm on right now. Right. My bad. Sorry about that. Great to be on with you guys.
At your first L of the weekend. All right, what do we got for
first of probably many. We'll see how it goes.
That's a good line.
What do we got for Eagles Giants? How are you viewing this game?
Well, we just got news that AJ Brown is not practicing or not at practice right now for the Eagles. And I guess it's possible that he shows up and practices at some point, but the initial reporting out of Philadelphia is no practice today for AJ Brown. And if he ends up not playing in this game, this would have been three straight days of not practicing, along with another cryptic, weird Instagram post from a guy who seemingly loves drama and A.J. Brown. I think it does make the Giants a little more viable in this game. Now, kind of where I had come down on things was I don't think I would ever bet the Giants coming off of, obviously, the ridiculous ending last week against the Denver Broncos. But I would like to bet the over in this game, but I need A.J. Brown to play because I do think the way Jackson Dart creates plays out of structure, obviously we saw a ton of it last week against Denver, can lead to more scoring opportunities than normal, right, with just a stationary quarterback. Jalen Hurts can do the same thing. And Brian Burns is going to play in the game, and he's going to practice today. You know, we'll see about the members of the Giants secondary, Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland. Over 44, I think, is a bet I'm going to place. I need more information. Maybe I'll talk about it more on Sunday morning with my show on The Fan. And betting the side of the game, I would only bet the Philadelphia Eagles off of what happened last week. And it makes me sad to say that as a Giants fan.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate the Eagles. I did think they would play well in Minnesota. Not that that's any big achievement at this point. So they did get off the schneid after the two straight losses to Denver and the Giants here. But I get the sense that they're getting ready to gain some altitude, maybe kind of going a little higher than they were early when they lost a couple of games, as I said. So, and again, maybe the A.J. Brown news changes my opinion on that a little bit. I got to follow that. But do you think Philly's ready to make a little move and reassert themselves, or are you still not buying them?
Oh, I would say I never really sold on the Eagles, okay, even after that two-game losing streak. And, you know, I don't want to make this too Philly-centric, but just to give, like, just my opinion on the matter – you know, I think a lot of people will look at 2023 when the Eagles replaced a couple coordinators after they won this. And this was only one, right, with Kellen Moore becoming the coach of the Saints. Kevin Petullo, maybe a disgrace to Italians. taking over as the offensive coordinator in Philly, and the offense is stagnant, and everyone looks to 2023 when they had a great start and totally flamed out down the stretch and got blown out by Tampa in the wild card round. And kind of my opinion was, I don't think that's going to happen again because they just won the Super Bowl last year. You would think they're past that sort of thing as a team. So I bet the Eagles last week. We talked about it on this show, on my show, that I thought Philly would bounce back last week, and they did. And look, this is a narrative-y thing that I'm about to say, but I kind of believe it. You know, there's a video of Jalen Hurts after they beat the Vikings in Minnesota last week. He's walking into the locker room, and he says to the camera, like, we're not losing anymore. And I don't think that means the Eagles are, like, not going to lose a game the rest of the season. Like, they almost certainly will. But I do, BT, and I like the way you said that, like, cruising at a higher altitude for the rest of the season. And you know that they're smarting after getting their asses handed to them by the Giants a couple weeks ago. So maybe the Giants can keep the game close. I think the Eagles will win. How I'd like to bet the game will be the over once we get some more information about A.J. Brown.
Last one on the Giants and Eagles specifically, and we can maybe go around the league a little bit. At least last one for me on this. We haven't talked to you since, you know, what happened on Sunday. And I know I texted with you a little bit. I saw your videos there. So you.
What a jerk, man. So Sal texts me after this, and I'm crushed as a Giants fan, like my Broncos with like 9 exclamation points. Like, I thought we were friends, man.
Yo,
like,
wait a second. You're leaving it out. You texted me first during the first. He texted me either at halftime or in the third quarter. How you feeling about our Broncos AFC?
Nick, that's the whole part of the story. You can't leave that out, Nick.
Yeah, but it's just, I'm a Giants fan. So, okay, you know what? I'll
you did start it. I would not have sought you
out. I'm backing off. I'm saying that you're right. Okay. You are right. I am wrong.
But because it was a callous thing to do immediately afterward, I feel good about my Broncos. And how about that? Anyway, who do you blame? Who's your primary culprit for coughing that one up on Sunday?
I hate the kicker.
Well, he's gone, so you don't have to hate him anymore. Right.
Like, hey, Jude, go back to London. Get out the Bill Burr lookalike. At least if Bill Burr missed the kick, he'd say something funny in the post-game press conference. I would say it's the kicker. I don't know. I hate Shane Bowen. And just to, you know, I think I've said this on your guys' show before. You know, people often say that Seinfeld, right, is the greatest situational comedy ever. I think that it has a significant challenger. And it's the Giants offseason Hard Knocks, which was thought, like people say, oh, it's like a documentary. Like, no, it's actually a comedy. And maybe the funniest part of what is a very funny series when viewed through that lens is Brian Daboll trying to talk Joe Shane into hiring Shane Bowen as the defensive coordinator, citing a yards per carry statistic. Well, look, the Titans stopped the run. No context there. How'd they do against the pass? Were they up or down in games? Was the team good? No. Let's just look at yards per carry. So here's Shane Bowen, hired literally because 1 year in Tennessee, they had a good yards per carry average, and he's dropping 8 at the end of the game and getting flambéed by Brian Burns. Burns didn't know he was being filmed, but yeah, it's just like defense stinks. I don't want to blame Dart. I'm not going to blame Dart. And the kicker is an absolute train wreck. What an absolutely miserable game that was last Sunday. Yeah. Miserable.
All right, let's bounce around a little bit here. I don't know if you'll have anybody else to volunteer. I think the team with the most pressure, the most eyes on them in a lot of ways this weekend is Buffalo. Now, they've lost 2 straight. They're playing Carolina. They are big favorites. I think it's 7.5, the number that I saw last. Carolina's won 3 straight. 2 of the teams have been bad, one of which, of course, was the Jets. I'm not saying that the Carolina Panthers are going to win, but I'm not saying that at all, but like the Bills need to start stabilizing stuff. Is this the weekend that they start? Because the Pats, I don't think the Pats are going away here, Nick.
My favorite bet of the week, Carolina plus 7.5.
Wow.
So you and I are kind of seeing it the same way. Right. Now, Bryce Young was listed as doubtful. That just came out, the final injury report for Carolina. Like, Andy Dalton is extremely likely to start this game. I don't downgrade Carolina at all for starting. Wow. Dalton. I think there maybe Dalton's even a little better than Bryce Young. I think the difference is negligible at the very least. And my big problem with Buffalo, and why, you know, when I came on your guys' show before the season started, why I was never high on Buffalo to make a Super Bowl run, the defense it sucks. Like, it's not good. It's not good. And they can't stop the run. And I think what the Panthers will do is what I guess like the FBI is trying to do to the NBA right now. They're going to hit him with the RICO. Here's RICO Dowdle and here's Chuba Hubbard. And I don't think the Bills are going to be able to stop the run. So like Josh Allen's great. It's not a commentary on Josh Allen, but I think the head coach, I don't think he's a winning coach. I don't think they'll ever win a Super Bowl with him. It would buck like historical trends over the history of the NFL if it ever happened. The defense stinks. It falls apart in big spots. They can't stop the run. I like Carolina. Maybe the Bills win. I'm not taking Carolina to win the game, but more than a touchdown, easy click of the button on the Carolina Panthers for me.
BT and Sal on the fan. We're talking with Nick Costos. He's on the line here, of course, host of
25 years. That's okay.
I was speaking fastly, like you could relate, can't you? I was going to say host.
Yes,
so I know your
Sal
name.
Lee Cotta. Yeah. Sal Lee Cotta and Brandon
Don't Geary. Be so sensitive. Right. Host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Where do you view the Cowboys? You think the Cowboys are actually a good team?
No, but they have an elite unit. The offense is insanely elite. And that makes them viable. Now, like, can they win the Super Bowl? Like, never. The defense is terrible. Like, it's a terrible, terrible defense. Could they get into the NFC playoffs as a wild card team? Like, absolutely, because the offense is insane. And I actually think this is going to be a really, really fun game on Sunday afternoon when Dallas visits Denver, right? The Broncos, in between a 3 and 3.5 point favorite, my guess is the spread will close Denver -3. Not 3.5. So if you like Dallas, I would actually recommend betting +3.5. I don't think it'll last until kickoff. And I guess it's really your opinion on this game comes down to, do you think the Broncos defense can stop Dak Prescott and this Cowboys offense? And my answer to that question, despite the fact that the Broncos have 10 more sacks than the second closest team, they can send Justin Fields a fruit basket for that particular statistic. I'll take Dallas's offense. I'll take Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and I'll take George Pickens and Javonte Williams. And just a name to watch out for in head coaching interviews to get way ahead of this, Cowboys offensive coordinator, former run game coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, Clayton Adams. Clayton is spelled with a K. I think you're going to start hearing head coaching buzz for him. Maybe after I win my Jets bet with Brandon Tierney, if they fire Aaron Glenn, maybe the Jets will take a look at Clayton Adams. Yeah. But I'll take the 3.5 with the Cowboys on Sunday in Denver.
I was going to say sold. Offensive background, sold. I'm going to give Aaron a chance here, but hey, he knows offense. Bring him in. All right, very quickly on the Jets here. I don't want to waste anybody's time, most notably mine with this team. But, you know, I mean, if you bet this game and you bet the Jets, honestly, you probably need to check into a facility at this point. You're a degenerate. I mean, how does anybody put any money or belief behind the Jets this weekend? No Wilson, no Gardner. Who the hell knows who's the starting quarterback? How do you justify making a play for the Jets?
I'll bet them if it goes to 7.
Wow.
You're right. Like, they're terrible. There's nothing to be. The reason why I would bet the Jets has nothing to do with the Jets. I mean this sincerely. I think the Bengals, it's either them or Miami. The Bengals have the worst defense in the league. Like, full stop.
Yeah.
They're terrible defensively. So if you take the team with the worst defense in the league or 31 out of 32, maybe you want to be really generous and say they're 30 out of 32. I wouldn't even go that far.
Yep.
And you make them a touchdown favorite against another professional team, I'm going to want to take those points. So,
but
if
hold
it
on,
gets
Nick,
to
Nick,
seven,
Nick.
I'll bet the Jets.
It's actually a really good philosophy. I'm following you there. But when the other team is the worst offensive team, doesn't that kind of offset the defensive deficiencies of Cincy?
I'll tell you what. If the Jets can't, I don't care who's playing. I don't care if it's Fields and Garrett, and we know Garrett Wilson's out.
Out.
I don't care if Mason Taylor doesn't play. If they can't score on this Bengals defense, and score doesn't mean 38 points.
Yeah, yeah.
If they can't score enough to be reasonably competitive against Cincinnati, you have absolutely no hope for the rest of the season.
I don't have any hope.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, if there were a defense constructed, like, for the Jets to be able to score some points on, it would be this one.
Okay.
Nick, I'm sorry.
I would take the 7 if I had to bet the game, if it got to 7, for that reason.
Two quick ones for me. Do you think we're at the point where we should just trust that the Colts can roll opponents and you know, win by more than 2 touchdowns against the Titans?
It's a massive point spread. We are at like 14.5, the point spread of that game. What I'd rather bet would either be the game over for Colts-Titans, like the Colts are going to score 1 million points, and then you get Tennessee in catch-up mode, they fired the coach, maybe they can give you something, or if you don't trust Tennessee, I would just bet the Colts team total over. I think Indy clears 30 with ease in this game. So that would be my preferred way of betting this game, would just be to bet a lot of points in the game and the Colts specifically to score a lot of points.
And then the last one for me, the Sunday night game, I think is fascinating. I still don't know who the hell the Steelers are, and I'm not sure I know who the Packers are. What do you view of those two teams going into that Sunday night game?
I'm Pittsburgh. I bet the Steelers before the season over win total. I think they'll get there. I think they'll get to 9-8. At worst, I bet them to make the playoffs. I think they'll make the playoffs. They have no upside. Their defense is also really bad. And I think we can say that now. And obviously, like, the tie-in here is the Jets dropped 30 on them in week one, and we know what the Jets' offense is. The Steelers' defense is very bad, and I think it's going to hold them back ultimately. The Packers have been scuffling as of late. Just my opinion, I think the Packers are one of, like, the four best teams in the league. Like, the talent on both sides of the ball is there. The head coach is awesome. So I think Green Bay is definitely better than Pittsburgh. And that's reflected in the point spread with Green Bay as a 3-point road favorite. If you made me bet the game, I'd lay the Packers. But my preferred bet, and I'll talk about this more on Sunday, I do like the over, where I think the Packers will be able to score on a terrible Pittsburgh defense. And on the flip side, this will be an Aaron Rodgers piss and vinegar game. Quick game, get the ball out of his hands, mitigate the pass rush with Micah Parsons. I bet over 45 or at 45.5, no big difference. I do like the over in the Steelers and the Packers on Sunday night.
Thank you, Nick. Looking forward to listening to you Sunday morning as always.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats. Winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And Sal, you can parade your Denver Broncos win for a little bit longer. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming for that ass.
Ooh, I can't wait. That's going to be fun when they do match up in a couple of weeks. That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.